Christina Coleman, a 60-year-old woman in Wuhan, is the first American to die from the virus. America is listening to Fox News.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, well, good news. Thompson Heavy Rents has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
My son was playing in the finals, which I hated to miss, but I had a big deadline at work. Thanks to Total Wireless, my husband streamed the game to me over the nation's best network.
Yep, I'm your cameraman.
It was awesome.
Except for how tired my arms got.
Aw, thanks, babe.
You got this with Total Wireless. For a limited time, get double the data on our $35 plan. All new activations get 10 gigs of high-speed data. The best value in wireless just doubled in size. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at Walmart. New activations, 3 months only. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I like Chick-fil-A nuggets because they are made with love. It's kind of like if you want to go to your grandmother's house for dinner. It's going to be your real home-cooked meal. You can't go wrong with it.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Real guests paid for their testimonial.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weekend forecast underway. Tonight will be a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 39 with that nearly full supermoon. Officially, it's full tomorrow night. Sunday, just plain nice again. A lot like last Sunday. High temperature in the upper 60s, so a warming trend. Plenty of sunshine. Looks great. Monday, more rain. High 70. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, periods of rain and thunderstorms. Could be some significant rainfall totals next week again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to, wow, the final hour of Clearing the Air. 272-9228 is your number here. Randall brought up all kind of interesting subjects. I wouldn't begin to know where to start on all that. Wow. there's a lot of stuff there. Well, the big news this past week, other than Trump being acquitted, which we knew that was going to happen because, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything. Biden admitted, bragged about doing what they accused Trump of doing and tried to get him out of office for. But, of course, Biden, nobody's talking about arresting him. He's not going to prison. He's not under review. What scares me is not so much that the bad people are doing bad things. Bad people have always done bad things, and as far as I know, we'll always do bad things. The problem we're having is the ones tasked with arresting them and prosecuting them for doing bad things are not doing so. That tells me the level of corruption in D.C. is past the point of saturation. The only way we're going to get our country back is to empty D.C. and start over, it seems to me. I've got a book called The Anarchist Cookbook, and in that book, there's a quote by Abraham Lincoln where he said when the government, you know, has usurped its authority and it's become tyrannical, it's not the people's right, it's the people's duty to overthrow the government, or not to overthrow, to change the government. It's kind of where we are, folks. There's so much corruption, and like Randall alluded to, they have looted D.C. They've looted it. The gold's gone. I don't know where the gold went. Postman, do you know where the gold went? Went to the space program that we just now started?
It went off planet.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me a bit. Your potential, your labor potential, your birth certificate goes to the Federal Reserve. That's what's backing our fiat dollars now. That's how it works, folks. Your potential is backing the money. The Federal Reserve notes, which has the eye of Horus on it. God knows what else. It's got a little owl, which is indicative of Bohemian Grove, sitting hidden in a corner of a dollar or all the currency. There's all kind of stuff. Have you ever seen, I forget the guy's name, and I actually have talked to him before, who's done the premier work on breaking down what's on the Federal Reserve notes. The generation of bills that was around when 9/11 happened, there's a picture of the Twin Towers. The newer money, there's pictures of what looks like Hoover Dam breaking and water crushing through. There's all kind of scenarios depicted on those dollar bills when you fold them a certain way, Federal Reserve notes, when you fold them a certain way that seems to show huge disasters that are coming. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I've actually seen some of that online also. And
well, they have to show us free will. Right. They have to show us. Go ahead.
And you know, you actually sit and think what kind of people would actually sit and actually and just take that and just print it into money, you know, and it looks real. We're looking at it, you know. Once you take it and fold it a certain way,
mm-hmm.
It looks like the real deal.
It does. It's scary.
And and at that rate, I mean, what is a dollar bill? Is it some kind of talisman or something, you know?
Good point. Excellent word, too. I think you just nailed it. That's exactly what it is. It's supposed to be a representation of currency, of real something tangible, gold, silver, that you can exchange. And it used to be, the law was, you could take that, go into any bank, and trade it for gold or silver, right? It's not that way anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're off the gold standard. Imagine that.
So if it's a talisman, it's got a charge on it.
Exactly.
It's got a charge.
It has power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good power. It's a dark,
it's
black.
Negative entity power.
Better word. Negative. Yeah. Negative power.
It's something to think about, isn't it?
It is something to think about. And something else I can't get out of my mind is maritime law. I keep reading that about the terms that are used and how we function under a maritime law and, you know, about the straw man and all that.
Right.
That just, there's so much truth to that.
It is.
But they pretty much blocked you from getting to your money now, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, you actually can't access it anymore, you know, because a lot of people were doing it and paying bills with it. And,
sure.
You know, somebody I know did that, and
you told me about that.
Yeah, and you know, I told them not to even bother with it anymore. You know, because
it's not worth it.
No, it's not. And I mean, they didn't do nothing to him, as far as I know. But it was just one simple, you know, household payment that he made with it to see would it work, and it did. It worked.
Wow, that's amazing.
And
folks, don't ask. We're not going to tell you.
He hadn't tried it since.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. Actually, I encouraged him not to.
Good.
Even though the money, you know, was in his name, I told him not to bother.
Good. It's not worth it.
There's several steps you had to go through to actually be able to access it. And you, believe it or not, you hold all the keys. You got every one of the keys to actually access that with you.
It has something to do with a board or something in Europe somewhere or something, right? Some kind of ledger you have to access or put your name on or do something?
No, everything used to be, put it this way, used to be a couple of years ago or 3 years ago when this was done, you have everything you need. It's on the back of your physical Social Security card, on the front and back of your physical Social Security card.
Ah, okay. I got you. See, folks, you're not a real person to the government. You're a straw man. It's a long, involved thing. We've talked about it on here before. Now, we don't need to get into that. Somebody will get in a lot of trouble if we get into that. President Thomas Jefferson said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." And I got to tell you, folks, Americans have taken their finger off the pulse of this country. We've allowed the wrong ones to get in charge, to get in places of authority. Randall just mentioned Vannevar Bush. And I, too, have tried to link him with Prescott, who's supposedly George Herbert Walker pedophile Nazi Sheriff Bush's father. The story that we heard, that I read, was given to us from a former Waffen-SS, one of Hitler's bodyguards. This guy was so trusted by Hitler that, well, do you remember the movie Battle of the Bulge?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Nazis that dressed up as Americans?
Mm-hmm.
This German, that was his task. Hitler assigned that task to him. He was the one who set that up, recruited the American-speaking Germans. He was behind all that. He was Hitler's number one bodyguard. He is the one that told us that George Herbert Walker, Sheriff, pedophile, Nazi Bush, is not the real son of Prescott Bush. He was a Nazi child that was brought over here by Prescott Bush, and his goal was to be raised as reared as he was and to do certain things like bring all the Nazis over here, paperclip, you know, do certain things to allow the Third Reich to still control this country. And there's a lot of people that believe that the Nazis did not lose World War II. The German people lost World War II. The Nazis didn't because they relocated. There's a lot of truth to that. Well, you know, I just opened up a Pandora's box here.
And it might explain, you know, why he fought in the Pacific Theater instead of the European Theater.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Because he flew, what was it, TBM Avengers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think he got shot down once, didn't he? Or he lost one plane.
Yeah,
he got
shot down.
Yeah.
Either that or he missed his landing, one of them.
You know what I watched this morning? 30 Seconds Over Tokyo.
Oh, yeah?
You ever seen that? Doolittle Raid.
Yeah.
Good movie.
That. Yeah.
Spencer Tracy.
Yeah.
Van Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little sappy, you know, with his wife's pregnant and he's going off on this mission, you know, a little that sappy, crappy stuff. But otherwise, I thought they did a pretty good, accurate job showing the B-25, how they practice getting it up in 500 feet with fully loaded and for carrier takeoff and landing. That was pretty cool.
It will be a problem today with those new carriers, the one with the
rail guns to fire the planes off.
No, the one with the new launching system on it.
Mm. Probably rip it to pieces.
I don't know. Those planes were made out of something back in those
days.
That's
true. We didn't have computers to tell us how thin we could make it,
right.
So we overbuilt them.
Yeah. And
Yeah, it would get them up in the air really, really quick, because that runway and those carriers now are on the Ford class.
Mm-hmm.
It's shorter than the ones that were on the Nimitz.
Really?
Yeah, because of the
launch system.
Because of the launch system we got on it now.
Wow. Oh, well, let's hit this short break. 272-9228.
Is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's
Samora. Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, and our friend Bo is on the phone. Hey, Bo.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
How y'all doing tonight?
Hanging in there. How about you?
About the same. It's a beautiful moon out, isn't it?
Isn't it? We were looking at it earlier. It's gorgeous.
They say the crazies come out, but I think they're already out. They just, maybe it might make them a little tighter.
It encourages them.
Yeah. It might spark something in them, you know, different or something. I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, I tell you what, that Randall was on fire, wasn't he?
Man, there were so many things he brought up. I don't know where to start. Yeah. Randall's mind works so fast, his mouth can't keep up.
Well, you know, Terry, what you got out here in the listening audience, I'm thinking the overwhelming majority of us are information junkies.
I hope so.
You know, we can't get enough, really. I mean, there's only so many rabbit holes you can go down, though, but wouldn't it be interesting if we get the group together somewhere under the same roof and we could break bread and we could just have discussions on the rabbit holes that we've been down personally. You know, Randall sounds like he's been down the Tesla rabbit hole for a while.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I'd love to pick his brain. He knows a lot I don't know.
And Postman's been up in outer space for a while, and you've been on 9/11 and Morgellons and a lot of other. What's some of the other areas of expertise you have? Chemtrails and all that.
Yeah, up in the air and that stuff, yeah.
There's a lot of other stuff. You're a JFK person too, right?
Yeah, that kind of compels me because, I mean, I see what everybody that has any sense sees, that there's no way one guy did this.
Right. I'm still hung up on Frank saying that the Latter-day Saints believe that Shem was the Melchizedek, and I still haven't been able to write that off. I'm not a Latter-day Saint by no stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But, you know, every denomination has a little something right every now and then, don't they?
That's true.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Post.
Believe it or not, it's out there. It's out there, and it's written. It's in black and white that that they believe that Melchizedek was Shem, for sure.
Well, I haven't written it off. I've been doing this study with this guy on Torah to the Tribes. And he's been studying it he came out of the Messianic movement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's real heavy on the, you know, the Torah and all that.
Right.
Hence Torah to the Tribes is the name of his website.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the guy is definitely on to a lot of stuff. I mean, he's like the seers and the watchers. And the people that tend to be on the prophetic side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He is hungry for revelation, for the mysteries and the hidden manna, like we all are, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, it was just today that I read that, Bo, to be exact, about they said that Melchizedek was Shem. It was today.
Well, I mean, this guy goes back to Adam as being the first. And he brings it all forward, and he says that Shem, that one of the kings that Abraham killed in that battle was one of Shem's, which was Melchizedek at that time's son or nephew or something. He was some kin to Melchizedek, which was Shem. And so you had a family feud going on right then. And so in order to make peace with him, he did the tithe, the 10%, which, you know, that's where he derived it from.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, and everything he discusses, he backs it up with scripture. And then, too, he talks about the King James, you know, King Jimmy, and he says that the Greek was... The Greek had no grammar in it. And I'm not deep enough into the knowledge base to understand even what grammar is, but he said King Jimmy added the grammar because Greek has no grammar. Can y'all kind of unpack that for me and explain that? Do y'all know anything about that?
I don't.
No.
Postman?
I don't know. I don't, not right off. No, I don't. No.
Yeah. It's kind of confusing. You know, some of the stuff is real deep. The guy is very intelligent. He's not no dummy by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
And he backs up his information, you know, way, way back. He talks about the original scribes that were found, the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
And the different ones that held information back from them because it would have went against a lot of people's theology.
Gotcha.
If they would have, you know, got them and decoded them as the religious systems were set up in that day, you know, it would have conflicted with a lot of people's religiosity in their theology.
Yeah.
But it's deep. It's very deep. But I still suggest to at least check it out. Listen to 30 minutes of it, if not that, because there's like an intro to Melchizedek on this Torah to the Tribes, and then it's like three or four or five different segments that go in depth. And but he's got a thing on here. I was just on here trying to find it, and it's what he did was he watched a movie with Keanu Reeves in it, and it was had something to do with transhumanism. I think it started with an R. You might could look it up on your computer real quick. I couldn't find it. But it's some movie that deals with transhumanism. It must be fairly recent.
Yeah.
But he says this is predictive programming. They're showing us exactly what they're going to do. They're making these, I forget what kind of bodies he said, but they're, but in other words, they're going to use the disembodied souls of the Nephilim are going to inhabit these bodies, is what he's saying.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's saying that, well, go ahead, Pastor.
No, go ahead, man, go ahead.
Oh, but he's saying that, that this, you know, this movie is the exact thing that they're going to implement. And he said, so he strongly recommended watching it. And so I haven't watched it yet, to be honest, but I definitely am. It is on the list. Of course, have you been able to look up any Keanu Reeves movies?
No, I'm not a big fan.
All right, now, what's the name of it? Do you remember?
That's what I was trying to find it out real quick on the Google.
Wow.
Replicas.
That's it. Replicas.
Yeah.
And he said it is definitely the predictive programming of what they're planning on doing right there. That movie.
Well, people who identify as Morgellons victims, if you look at what we're pulling out of our bodies, what's the word I'm looking for? It's electronic, it's nanotechnology, it's stuff. It's not biological. Or it's a hybrid of biology and electronics.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's it. That's the word he used, hybrids. Because he went way back, you know, back when they were hybrids, you know, doing that early on in the earth.
Right.
And he did bring that word up, hybrid, in his discussion about that movie.
I agree with him. I absolutely agree with him because I'm living it. I'm seeing these things.
Yep.
You know, he's right.
Well, I mean, we don't really know exactly how advanced the technology is, but there's, in other words, for the years and years and years, the science fiction TV has been out. It's been telling us what they've got capability of.
Yes. Well,
and we just haven't been paying attention, most of us. It's like, oh, look how cool that is.
In the year 2000, the Air Force published a paper that's called the NASA War Document. You can go to stopthecrime.net, one word, stopthecrime.net, read that document, and it lays out future warfare, and it talks about, first it says, no pixie dust. In other words, we're not just guessing we're going to have this. We have this now. They were talking about nano dust mote size microprocessors that'll be pre-programmed for biological missions that will be released in the chemtrails. This was the year 2000. This was 19 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and a lot of that information that was back then that was easy and readily available that you could look up on the internet, that was the government putting the documents out there telling you what they were doing, you can't find them now.
Yep, scrubbed.
It's like they didn't exist, but we know they did, so people that took and made copies and files of them have them.
Yep.
But if you brought them out today, you know, who does the debunking? They would just immediately go to Snopes would go to debunking. If you could put it on there as a link, and attach it to it, they would find some kind of way to debunk it and say this has no legitimacy or anything like that.
That's what they do, man. That's what they do. They're just
Have you noticed how when you watch one of your videos, like say if you watch You Are Free TV or you watch, some of the information people that we watch to glean some of this wonderful information, like, And We Know, that's one of the ones I've been watching.
Yeah.
And different ones that if you let it roll over to the next video, it used to roll over to their next video, but now it rolls over to a mainstream media video.
Exactly. Disinformation.
you noticed that, did you?
Yeah, it's like, what are these jokers? I mean, they think we don't see this stuff, that what they're doing.
You think we're stupid.
Yeah.
It
sure does, Bo.
But they've algorithmed the internet almost to death where you have to you know, wade through the liberal, libtard, progressive bullcrap to get anything that you that's really valuable and has any, you know, legitimacy to it.
So true. Very true.
Well, we're looking for it, and we are the information junkies, and we're going to get it, the truth, because the Holy Spirit says, Bible says he'll lead us into all truth, and the truth will set you free and make you free.
Amen.
What does it make you free from? From every lie that Satan can try to, you know, program you with.
Yep.
But look, guys, you're doing a great job. Love you.
Thank you.
And, hey, Brandon, I'm going to give you a shout-out, man. I appreciate what you said earlier tonight.
Amen. Good job.
Y'all take care.
Take care.
God bless.
See you. All right, folks, got to hit a break. We'll be back.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
It's another night on Alabama's streets and highways. And for the officers patrolling them, that means danger. Drugs, weapons, violent crimes, it's all in a day's work. But the biggest threat to these officers' lives isn't criminals. It's drivers. Drivers who fail to move over and get out of the way. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. And not just them. Tow truck drivers, highway maintenance workers, risking their lives every day. In the last decade alone, over 138 officers lost their lives in traffic-related crashes. And too many of those were on roadsides right here in Alabama. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by Aldot Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wally Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weekend forecast underway. Tonight will be a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 39 with that nearly full supermoon. Officially, it's full tomorrow night. Sunday, just plain nice again. A lot like last Sunday. High temperature in the upper 60s, so a warming trend. Plenty of sunshine. Looks great. Monday, more rain. High 70. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, periods of rain and thunderstorms. Could be some significant rainfall totals next week again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Welcome back to the program, and one of the show's favorites, my favorite, Miss Connie. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, long time no call in.
I know. Where you been? What you been doing? What's going on?
I don't know. I've had some health things. I've had just had other issues, and I really haven't had anything to contribute. So, but I think it's great that you have so many listeners that they all have something different that appeals to them that they look into and share. Yes. And so we get a whole lot of, you know, knowledge from different people.
Amen. I love
different
it.
Outlooks. But one thing, see, I had heard of the Divine Council before I started, you know, listening. And y'all heard y'all mention it. But I just kind of, you know, left over it. Okay, you do. But then that is the last couple of weeks, several weeks. I can't give enough of studying that. It is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I guess I was like, okay, there's God. And there's only one God, and there's only one true, the head of it all, God.
True,
okay?
At the top, yeah.
At the top. And so, I'll be honest, Postman, there was a lot of things you said I've just had a real problem with. But after studying this, I'm like, wow. Yeah. You know, it's like, and I think, I know they're presented as aliens, but I still believe these are, they're spiritual beings. And I'm not necessarily demons, because that's been my thing. Oh, these aliens are all demons. Well, but, and I don't know if you're familiar with Michael Heiser, Dr. Heiser.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the unseen realm and reversing Hermann, Herman,
right.
You know, but that's been mainly a lot, because I love his teaching. And that's been a lot of who I've been listening to. And he talks about cosmic geography, which is just unbelievably fascinating.
Yeah.
And I wish I had been taking notes.
Everything's by design. Everything.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been, like I told Terry tonight, I've been researching threshing floors. I told Frank last week.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, threshing floors are not what you think they are. They're not.
You're going to have to go into that for us in some time.
I am. You know, I want to do a little more research.
He's working on it because there's a lot
about spiritual beings.
Yeah.
They're called the sons of God.
My phone, I got to turn it down. Okay, cell phone. But, you know, and I think you've talked about this before, too, about at Babel and these watchers, let's just call them that. I won't say fallen angels, because I don't think that's exactly what they were. But because they were beings that were supposed to be the watchers and doing a good job looking at everything, and they rebelled, of course. But that at Babel, they were wanting the people to worship them. And that's why it wasn't so much. It was basically building a temple to them, to worship them. And then when God scattered the nations, now this is some of what I've gleaned, and whether it's right or wrong, but that it was divided into 70. I think one side says 70 and one says 72, depending on which text you're using.
I think it was
72. But that the 72 that wanted to be worshipped, each one was putting over a different nation. And God said, but he would take the land of Israel. I'm not there was no Israel at the time, mm-hmm. but that area, we're talking cosmic geography, that land, he would take for himself. And that's where he would bring about this nation that became Israel. But and then I got to thinking, you know, I haven't seen this on him, but now I'm wondering, if they were placed over the different nations, is this where Buddha came from and Shiva and, ooh, you know, ooh, all these things? Is that how this demigod, this lesser god, presented himself to them?
Wow.
And you know, when Daniel was playing and Michael says, I've been fighting the Prince of Persia for, right, you know, 2 weeks, right, and then he got to go back and fight him again, was you know, this was the, and the Bible talks about powers and principalities. And, okay?
Yes. I mean, Miss Connie, just from reading that, I mean, you should be able to surmise that that in some cases the actual watchers, the actual watchers are would be quote unquote angelic forces that were assigned to Earth.
Right.
But some of these beings are terrestrial. Some of them are terrestrial in nature, just like we are, just like we human, you know, because they are compatible genetically to us. That's how they had offspring, you know, with Earth women. And
it's such a deep study. I mean, I think you could study it for years and never get. Dr. Heiser is just so knowledgeable, and he's such a good teacher.
Right.
And there was one, and I don't think it was from one of his videos, but it was from somebody's video that a woman was this being. Well, whatever it was, just couldn't, like, she's praying and doing all this, and she finally just said, look, and I don't remember her exact words, but you have to go. I want watch her, and she called him watcher, and it was gone.
Wow.
And so, but wow. It is really, I'm going to try to make some notes because it is so fascinating. And you just cannot, people want to say, oh, that divine counsel with human beings. Well, no, it's not.
No,
because when you read the verses, it's like, he talks about the council in heaven. He talks about the ones, the host, and he talks about the heavenly host and on his council. He's not talking about people.
Right. No, he's not talking about people. He's talking about celestial beings that are on the galactic council, the mm-hmm. heavenly council. You want to call it?
And he goes to them for advice too.
Right.
I mean, he knows what he's going to do. But it's like, oh, what was the king he was going to kill? He said it's time for him to go, and he went to the council and said, who's going to, you know, go down and take care of this? And one of the spirits is what it's called. Said, I'll do it.
And
said what he was going to do, and he did. And God said, okay, go do it.
You know what? In the big picture, that's what's about to happen to us, because we're right now on the scrutiny from both the dark and the light side, and people don't realize it, but this planet is about to be so-called worked, in other words, and it's time for the human race to go through the threshing floor. It's time.
So there you go. Okay, that's the teaching, because it's almost over now. So you're going to have to do that as a teaching one night, maybe next Saturday.
Yeah, and
it's just like Satan sifting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
And that's.
But Dr. Heiser, he shows he has a hierarchy, you know, and he shows, like, the Most High God, Yahweh, Jehovah, mm-hmm. however you want to say it, at the very top. And then it's like Yeshua and others are just right there. They're part of that. Very, very top. And then you have these other hierarchies, and there's all kinds of angels, and which are messengers, and the cherubs, which everybody thinks is a cute little baby. No, you don't want to mess with the cherub. And don't want one of them. Okay, so they're not these cute little babies, okay? And the seraphim, and the disembodied spirits, and the Nephilim, and it shows the hierarchy, and it shows where we are supposed to fit into the hierarchy.
Yes, and if you give it some thought, almost every cherubim you've known about, he hosts an animal motif, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Think about this, Ms. Connie. Think about this. that God has a plan for every creature on this planet, because once I think once the animals move on, or once a certain race of animal become extinct, they're used in heaven just like we are.
Wow.
Well, there's so much more I've got to learn. I just listen. I go to bed at night, and I just put that on my phone and plug my phone up so it doesn't die. And I just put on these videos. And Dr. Heiser has some very long ones, but I put them on. I go to sleep listening to them, and it's just so fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And all these years, I just really didn't understand this before, because this is not what the church doesn't teach this.
Exactly.
Right. And
it doesn't.
And the problem with most of us, we overthink it, and we look right over the truth, and the truth is standing right in the face, and we're looking for something else actually, but the truth is right there.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go, and anyway, like I said, it's great to have everybody studying different things and sharing, and then we learn a lot of different things.
I agree.
So, all right, y'all have a good night.
Thank you, Miss Connie. Take care. All right, we're late for a break, and that's okay. Miss Connie's worth it. We'll be back. 272-9228. Get your parting shots.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time home buyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the waning moments, as they say, of Clearing the Air, this week's edition of Clearing the Air. Thank you so much for everybody that's called, everybody that's listened. thank you so much, really, to the listeners and the people who call, because there's so much information presented here, so much information that we get from you guys, you ladies, all of you out there. Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it. Everything y'all do. Thank you. Everything you contribute. And, yeah, we do need to get together at some place, at some point, somehow. Now, I'm an introvert. I don't like being around people, but I think I can handle this since we're kind of all in the same boat, so to speak. I think it'd be fun. We need to get together one of these days and break bread and kind of share some stuff. While I'm still able, I definitely need to do that. And I hate to keep sounding so fatalistic, but I don't know what's going to happen with this stuff. This itching's driving me crazy, and I can't seem to do it. I've tried everything. I can't get it to stop. Like I said, it's the fibers growing under the biofilm, and it's creepy. But, you know, what you going to do? But anyway... Well, what do you want to talk about to close this thing out there, Mr. Postman?
Like we got a caller.
No way.
Yes.
The timing's everything. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if anybody was there.
We're
I guess
here.
Jason must be off tonight.
Yeah. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. Sitting here listening while I can.
Yeah.
And, there have been some very interesting calls and some very informative things said tonight, of course, as always.
We try.
I got to let you know that in case you think that the word isn't getting out or that, you know, some people aren't, I'm really amazed every time I bump into people that I don't even suspect, you know, are like me, the, you know, the tinfoil hat wearing guy.
Yeah, I know him well.
I get blown away. I mean, I just got blown away a couple of days ago by somebody I've known where I work, and she was talking about the population control, you know, because we got on the coronavirus subject.
Right.
And she just blared out. She goes, no, it's population control. Yep. And I'm like, oh, my God, I found somebody that thinks like me.
Yep.
That understands what's going on.
Love it. Love it.
You know, and then we started talking about the chemtrails. She goes, yeah, well, you know, that stuff they're putting in the air. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
You know. It was amazing that somebody actually understood, you know, what's actually going on.
Right.
Here's a kicker. You know, I'm sitting here reading about this thing because, you know, China has been downplaying this coronavirus thing since the beginning. And unfortunately, the guy who, you know, the whistleblower, I don't know if you heard about that, maybe Postman. Oh, hello, Postman. I'm sorry, I didn't say hi.
Hey.
That the guy, the original person in China, who first reported and was trying to warn others of what was coming or the potential. Well, you know, the Chinese government slammed him and made him write a confession or that, you know, he was all wrong. And so he just died the other day.
Yeah.
He was an ophthalmologist. And, of course, now the Chinese people are getting very enraged because now they're finding out that maybe our government's been lying to us.
No.
They've been downplaying this whole virus thing. Yeah. And trying to, you know, keep it low brow because they don't want to, you know, create a panic. But here you have right now, let me see, there's three cruise ships, one in Japan that's off the coast of Yokohama, where it started with an 80-year-old man that was a, he came on, I think, out of Hong Kong. He was the first victim. Well, now it's exploded, the last I heard, 61 people.
Wow.
On that ship. It's a Royal, not Royal, it's Princess Cruises ship. They will not let them off that ship at least until the 19th of February. There's one in New Jersey that just pulled in yesterday. And, you know, of course, they're doing the same thing, testing people. They found some people on there. And there's one from Holland America. But here's the thing. The, you know, they keep saying that it's not, well, they're trying to convince people it's not a global epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
But since they, A, don't really understand exactly how long the incubation period is, B, they really don't even understand how this stuff is being transmitted person to person.
Right.
You know, so if you have people that are in contact and you don't know how many people these people have been in contact with, by the time they start showing signs. So this is why this thing is going to just spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of the World Health Organization. They've actually been praising China, you know, for the work they've done with the coronavirus, you know, and I'm thinking, are you crazy?
Yep.
You're praising these people and they're downplaying the numbers because they don't want the truth to get out.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy thing.
It is.
But there's something I wanted to run by you.
Sure.
I got to pull it up. Okay. I'm going to read this from Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 16 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
And see if this applies to a certain group of people that are in D.C. All right. It says, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him.
Mm-hmm.
A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imagination.
Oh, man.
Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, with everything that's been going on with this phony impeachment stuff and everything else that was going on,
mm-hmm.
if that doesn't sound like that other party, that the Democrats.
You got it.
I mean, that's them to a T.
That's the description of Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole you know, kit and caboodle of them. And I'm going to throw good old Rhino Mitt in there as well.
Jimmy.
You know, because, I heard that Utah, they're thinking about recalling him.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and I hope they do.
You know, and his comment was, well, I have broad enough shoulders that I can take it. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I said, you're as state as the rest of them.
Yep. He used to be head of Bain Capital, which laundered all the CIA's drug money.
And isn't he part of that same thing that that the Bidens are in?
Yes.
So, yeah, we know where he's coming from.
Exactly.
And, of course, the left is just praising, oh, he has such a great conscience.
Yeah, right.
That, you know, he has to speak. Yeah, you guys don't even know what, you can't even spell conscience.
Exactly. They don't have a clue what any of that's about. Well, Kenny, me go. Let me let you go.
Yeah, I know. You got to go.
Well, I got to squeeze Jimmy in before we
look. Oh, okay. Oh. Okay.
Love you, buddy.
Love you as well.
Thanks for the
call.
Say
hi to the missus.
I'll do it.
Right.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Jimmy.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How about y'all? Good program.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going?
This guy was just on there. He had some pretty good info, but he didn't tell all of it. They arrested a chemist up at Harvard a few months ago.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How much time you got left?
Not much. About a minute.
I could tell you in a minute. I'll call you back tomorrow night or the next night or something.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, my
friend. Thanks, Jimmy. Take care.
All right, thanks.
See you. That's going to be interesting. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a great show. Thank you, Postman, as always. I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge. And you are the dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, I should say. I start losing it after 4 hours. After about three, I start losing a little bit. So sorry about that. But, hey, we'll get through this. I really appreciate all you listeners. Love each and every one of you. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God, the God, our God, not their God.